This is Beck Sprouse reading my article, How to Glide the Chocobo, for GameGrin.com. I'll be honest, no side quest has unleashed such furore as Glide the Chocobo on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. It's frustrating and poorly explained, and I don't think any other side quest has made me want to rip my hair out like this one. If you're stuck here, I've got some tips and tricks to help you out. The Glide the Chocobo side quest consists of three distinct trials. And while the first one is simple, the second and third are considerably more challenging. So let me help you figure out how the hell the gliding system works. As I said, Glide the Chocobo's first trial is simple enough. All you need to do is glide down gently around the first corner and ensure you get all the 100 and 300 rings. Then you'll notice two propellers that will give you momentum to rise. Once you reach this part, the music will change, and you can get through the rings here at a steady glide. If you want to get the 300s, descend gently, but try not to lose momentum, as you'll want to dive from high enough to get the two 500s at the very end of the course. Personally, this is one of the easiest ones, and it only requires some gentle dives, so don't go too harshly. Once you get to rank 3 of this course, you'll get a Crescent Sickle for Yuffie. Personally, it's the best reward to get in this side quest. To make it a little easier, I'd recommend using joysticks instead of motion controls, as I found it was easier to control my chocobo this way. The second trial is a bit more tricky, but not impossible. It may seem that way at first, as there is only one set of propellers to give you momentum on this one, but don't let that deter you. The real trick to this is figuring out how to ascend. You'll notice that ascending isn't exactly explained, but don't worry, I've figured it out. To ascend, you'll need to descend into a nosedive, and then pull up at the last possible second to get to a higher altitude. You'll need to do this a few times here, but the real challenge is working on the timing. Once you've figured out the timing, it's easy enough. Just make sure that when you ascend in the final portion of the course, you do so high enough that you don't lose momentum to dive down to the final 500s at the end. Last but not least, we have the third and final trial. It's because of this trial that I've written this guide, because let me tell you, I spent hours trying to get the minimum score. It didn't help that I hadn't figured out how ascending works when I did it the first time, so hopefully this will be a lot less painful for you. Like the previous trial, you'll need to dive to get to the lower 500 points, and then ascend quickly to gain momentum. There are two sets of propellers in this one, so don't worry too much if you mess up. I spent several times flying back and forth if I missed. Considering I had no idea how ascending works, I don't know how I did it the first time. The real challenge is getting the two 500s at the start. Try and time your liftoff to get through both at once. Admittedly, this seems more like a trial and error approach, but if you figured out where the best place is to dive and ascend from, then it won't be impossible. I'm not going to say it won't take you a number of times, but hopefully it'll make things easier. You only need to get to rank 1 to succeed in the side quest, but if you want to get rank 3 and the coveted trophy at Johnny's Inn, you'll need to keep trying. But if you don't care about that, then don't worry about the 500s and just have fun trying to get through this hellish quest. Do you have any tips and tricks for Glide the Chocobo that I may have missed? Or are there any specific moments in Rebirth that drove you up the wall? Let me know in the comments.